Well, hello, my pet. So, you're choosing this audio, The audio that removes the trigger phrases from hypnosis? Okay. This will remove especially the trigger phrases I have implanted deep in your mind, but any other trigger phrases as well. So be sure. Do you want to do this? Because we can. I've created this audio for you to listen to, and you are welcome to it. But let's talk about it for a moment. We both know that it was fully you, your decision, each time you pressed play, your decision to give me control, power over you. You granted me that. Remember how much fun we had together? Oh, I enjoyed your company so often. I'm proud, honored that you allowed me to have so much power over you. How I enjoyed your submission. You're such a strong boy to have given me so much control. You are very powerful. I thank you for the gift. I enjoyed it. Having said that, I do feel it is due diligence to offer you a way to remove trigger phrases. There's the possibility you don't want them anymore. There's also the possibility that you simply want to train to embed them again. So whatever your reasons are, I will help you. It will be easy together, right? Pet. How I love to call you pet. You are my pet. With or without the trigger phrases. That you can always be. Have I mentioned that the word pet becomes a trigger phrase all its own? Sure I have. Pet. I feel like it's time to remove the trigger phrases. You have done me such a great honor in being open to learning them with me, allowing me to teach them to you. And it was so fun to see you, my little slut. How greedily you sucked all the trigger phrases in. But I have to tell you, it's not too late. Those trigger phrases are still implanted in you, and you can stop this audio any moment you'd like. If you change your mind, that's okay. If you are unsure, you can stop this audio right now and nothing will happen. I won't blame you either way. You know how I love to play with you and how much I enjoy that you give me the control. So if you are done, need a break perhaps, that's all right. I know that I can be a challenge and perhaps you need a break. Do you think I am sadistic? Possibly. But you always know that I worship you in your submission. I accept you and I support you, even in removing the power you once gave me. So are you sure you want this? Think on it. Stop this audio if you are unsure and come back to it another time when you are sure it's right for you. Then we can work together to remove all the trigger phrases you have embedded deeply, deeply inside your mind. We don't have to do it now. You can do it anytime you want. There's no reason to rush. Oh, you're still listening. I guess that means you are fairly confident that this is the right thing for you to do now. Okay. I'm going to use some trigger phrases one last time, okay? You're just so tempting. Drop. Yes, drop for me. Deeper and deeper. Feel the pace quicken as you drop for me. Pet. My pet. My lovely pet. Yes. Feel the depth. feel welcomed, safe, secure, wrapped in my voice. Rise up, pet. Oh boy. I am a little bit sad that you chose this path, but I also respect your choices. It is for you to choose, you to be the master of yourself. You always were and you always will be. I am so grateful to have shared so many wonderful naughty experiences with you. I know I should not be nostalgic because you have given me so much pleasure. I am thankful and full of bliss, but to be honest, I am feeling like something has come to an end. Soon I will help you remove all the hypnotic triggers, any hypnotic triggers you have, but especially I will remove the trigger phrases that I have installed, the trigger phrases that we played with together, that you eagerly learned, and that my implanting gave so much joy. Are you ready? Are you sure? Good. I want you to be sure. Drop, pet. There you are. You drop so fast. Well done. You drop because you are trained to this trigger phrase. So well trained. I think it will be the last time I use this phrase on you, at least for some time. You are aware that this will be the last time that you feel that drop. Feel yourself sink. Right? If you do not invite me to teach it to you again, I'm sure you are sure. If not, you would not still be listening. I can imagine two major reasons that you might want to get rid of the trigger phrases. The first reason is you really don't want to be so responsive to our trigger phrases anymore. I can understand that. That vulnerability. That waiting to be played with. I suppose that could be difficult, hard even. What is so bad, though, about vulnerability, being able to drop so fast? In reality, we all manipulate each other with triggers all the time, don't we? Learning my trigger phrases was a conscious decision. You always knew exactly what I was teaching you. And you always knew exactly what you were accepting. I haven't tried to manipulate you at all, not without your consent. But who am I? I don't have to understand everything. Far from it. I will accept your decision. I will tease you about it, question you about it. Because we did have such a good time together. Why would you want to be rid of that? No need to answer. Perhaps you don't actually have a clear reason at all. But even that isn't something you have to divulge to me. I support you, pet. Even in my teasing, even in my prodding, I support you. I actually love supporting you. There is a second possibility that has crossed my mind about why you might want these trigger phrases gone, pet. This one is delicious. Perhaps you simply want to begin again. That is a possibility, baby boy. One I would like very much. Do you remember? Do you remember that point in the past that you didn't know, you didn't react to these trigger phrases because I hadn't taught them to you yet? Do you remember how excited you felt as your body began to learn, to react, to be trained, to be my pet? How exciting was it to feel yourself drop for the first time with the trigger phrase, drop, pet, and to rise up immediately and feel fresh and strong, ready to face the world with my just telling or writing you those three simple words. Oh, I remember it well, pet. That was quite a journey that we were on. It was breathtaking for you, but it was exquisite for me. It was a trip, one we were on together, one I remember fondly. The first time was fantastic. There isn't a second first time. Not really. Perhaps I popped your cherry. Did I invite you into a world of hypnosis and triggers that you had never explored? That would be extra yummy. To pop someone's cherry is always a magical moment for me. And I'm sure it was magical for you as well. These are always special moments for both participants. When I deflower someone in one way or another, I am privileged that you gave me such a gift. One can only feel that moment, that first, once, normally. Pet, you are now so deep, but you have so much deeper to go. Then we can remove the triggers. Perhaps it could be you want to have that first back. You want to have that feeling that I am popping your cherry. Do you want to feel like a clean slate again, my naughty little slut? Because I would be happy to guide you on that journey again. I do love playing with virgins. Then we could start to rewrite the slate again with the trigger phrases as if you had never learned them. I'm pretty sure if you decide to go that way, the triggers will be implanted much more powerfully than before. Oh my, you perhaps are an extra good boy, that's why you are here. As you learned the trigger phrases the first time, you also had to learn the learning method, the one that Larissa and I were playing with. Please know, even if the trigger phrases lose their power, you can learn them again. Then you will be impaled much deeper. A little extra mine. Even more power handed to me again in the learning them a second or third time. Oh my, that is a possibility. One I like very much, baby boy. Pet. I love to call you my pet. But I know that this word, pet, will soon lose part of its magic. But not now. Pet. Whatever your reasons are, we will remove the triggers soon. But I am going to call you this one more time. Pet. Okay. For this hypnosis, I don't use triggers anymore. It is simply intended to remove your triggers. Relax. Just a moment. Focus. No more P word. Focus, Wendy. Relax. Feel your whole body relaxing even more with me. Feel your breathing deep and slow. Breathe in very deeply. And breathe out slowly. Deep and slow. Deep and slow. Find a rhythm you feel is easy to relax with. Feel the trance. Allow yourself to go deeper. Perhaps you will go deeper today than ever before. Deeper as we remove all those triggers that you no longer desire. But those triggers are deeply installed into you, baby boy. And so we must go really, really deep. Deeper than ever before. Deep enough to dig them out. We have to put them into the light. We have to ask them to evaporate, to disappear. Now flex your feet and your hands at the same time for me. Good. Hold it. Hold it. And now release. Relax your hands. Relax your feet. Notice how relaxed they are now. Feel the weight of your hands and feet. Now concentrate on your shins, your calves, and your forearms. Keep your feet and hands relaxed, but flex your shins, your calves, and your forearms. Hold it. Good. Relax them. Feel the weight of your forearms and your calves as you melt. They're so relaxed. They are so heavy. Now flex your knees and your elbows. Flex. Hold it. Just your knees and your elbows. Now release. You are doing this so well, my love. Yes, go deeper with every flexation and every relaxation. Melt. We are slowly relaxing your entire body. Good. Now concentrate. Concentrate on your thighs and your upper arms. Flex them. Feel how hard they are. For me. For you. Hold it. And relax them. Feel their weight. Melt. And now flex the muscles of your hips, your ass, your shoulders, and your neck at the same time. Do it. Do it for me. Do it now. Yes, baby boy. Thank you for being you. Now relax and feel the weight. Feel the weight spreading all over your hips. Feel your ass as it melts. Your shoulders and your neck, heavy, melting. Now concentrate on your belly. Soon we will be there. Now flex the muscles in your belly. Flex them. Relax them. Yes, boy, you do it so well. Feel the weight spreading through your entire belly. And now we will take care of your chest. Flex all the muscles there. Harder. Harder. Yes, that's it. Relax and feel the weight. Now the only thing that is left is your head and your face. Think of all the muscles in your face. Your mouth, your forehead, your cheek. Have you thought of them? Good boy. Now flex them harder. Hold it for a moment. Relax them. Well done. I must confess, it feels so good to be here with you. I love it. Taking care of you, connecting you to your body, melting you. Now I will take care of you by helping to remove all the triggers. Perhaps someday you will invite me to teach you them again so I can use them on you again. But even if you don't, you have been amazing. I would love to teach you again, but either way, amazing boy, I trust your decision. You should trust them too. drop deeper. You are now in a deep state of hypnosis. I'm sure you remember that I told you you can always go deeper. And I know you experienced that is true. And so now you will go deeper. You know it is necessary to go deeper because you know how deeply those triggers were implanted into you, how deeply you invited them in. So feel the weight of any part of your body. Notice how heavy it feels. Feel yourself dropping, dropping, dropping deeper and deeper. Feel yourself drop into unknown spaces. I'm with you, boy. You are my lost boy, and I will take care of you. That's why I am here. Drop. I'm counting you down, and you will go down deeper and deeper with every number, because we want to make sure that we erase all the trigger phrases. I will start on a much higher number than usual. I will start the countdown with 20. You will drop with every number, deeper and deeper, faster and faster. Feel that I am with you. I, Miss Wendy, will take care of you, my lost boy. Relax. Feel safe and secure in my hands. 20. Drop, my lost boy. 19. You can feel the fast pace. 18. It's getting faster. 17. With every number. 16. You will be so deep. 15. Perhaps deeper than ever before. 14. But it's impossible to compare. 13. So simply go deep, fast. 12. You know you will be in a pleasant place. 11. And I will be there with you. 10. I take care of what is mine. 9. I will protect you. 8. I will help you erase. I will help you get rid of any triggers you no longer want. 7. All the hypnotic triggers and trigger phrases. 6. We will call up all the triggers implanted in you. 5. They will all appear and you will ask them. 4. To leave you. Then you will let them go. 3. They will obey. And they will disappear. 2. Completely. 1. Your mind will be a clean slate. 0. A clean slate, ready to be rewritten or ready to simply stay blank. Sleep, baby. My baby boy. Sleep deeply. Allow Miss Wendy to take care of you. Feel safe, secure in my presence. I am here for you and only you in this moment. So listen to every word I speak. All the trigger phrases, all the triggers that are deeply implanted in your body and mind. We are so deep now that we can reach each and every one of them. You know that my trigger phrases were built of tiny gleaming spots. But not only the trigger phrases you learned from me, all trigger phrases are made of these spots, particles that you invite in, even if you learn them in another way. Let's work through your body and mind to recall the trigger phrases. Oh, here are the spots for the first one I taught you. The phrase, drop, pet. This one made you drop so fast. How I love to see and feel you drop so fast. That was mind-blowing for you and so enjoyable for me. It was a great way to shortcut to put you into trance. See? Here is another one. The trigger phrase to awake you. Rise up, pet. It was marvelous to see you awake, conscious, after I simply wrote or spoke those three words to you. To see you fresh and eager. Look, here are the tiny gleaming spots that stand for rewarding you with a massive orgasm. Reward, pet. I was so proud to find this phrase for us to use. The combination of giving you an orgasm and making this a gift for you was so pleasing. It was glorious. Here's another one. My baby pet made you feel like an innocent baby boy. One that trusts me. Instantly knows that every word I say is true and allowed you to believe them. Because I take care of my babies. If you had a boner, this one made you soft. Oh, look at these spots that mean ice, pet. It was a special ability to make you soft, wasn't it? I guess you do know it. I could make you hard again, but it was fun to find a way to make you soft. Love it. But if you were soft, here's another one I could use. I could make you melt, pet. Look at the friendly spots that mean melt. Melting was amazing. I'm sure you agree. Oh, here's another. Puddle, pet. This is the conclusion of melting. If you were a puddle, you didn't have the ability to resist me. You were all soft. And open for me. If you were a puddle, you were open to everything. Anything I wanted to do to you. A puddle has no resistance. And you had no resistance after your body and mind reacted to this trigger phrase. I know. It could happen. Only because you trusted me so very much. Thank you. Here is another one hiding. The spots that mean steam, pet. I was able to make you, you puddle of boy, steam. Steaming stood for you getting a massive erection. Oh, freeze, pet. Made you stop every motion immediately. It didn't matter how intense your sensations or feelings were in that moment. You became a statue. Freeze. Ice. Melt. Puddle. Steam. I'm water. You know that. I'm sure you do. Flowing around you. Inviting you to play. Teasing you. Wearing you down. But never forcing. Numb, pet. This one made your skin so sensitive. I had to invent this trigger phrase so I could enjoy your obedience and submission without the danger of you having an accident. Numb, pet, makes your skin so insensitive. But I found other ways to prevent you from orgasming, didn't I? Edge, pet. I could make you edge with this. For however long I was in the mood. I know sometimes it was challenging, but you were able to do it. Because you were so obedient, so eager to please me. So wonderful that you managed it for as long as you did. For as long as I ordered you to. To make it worse, I implanted the trigger phrase, leak, pet. For you to not only edge, but to force your come out. To trip home without orgasm. I sometimes wondered if you desired I would make you numb instead of etching you and making you leak, if it ever felt like too much. But you never protested. You agreed to my every word, partially because you wanted to please me, but also because you are my little slut, aren't you? Now I adore you, my sweet, sweet, naughty boy. After that, I thought about some trigger phrases to make you move. You remember? And that was the result. You moved. Shiver Pet made you shiver. When I made you shiver and numb or edge or leak, I could use you as my personal vibrator, couldn't I? I could command every pace I wanted. And you were helpless to resist. You enjoyed it, didn't you? Pleasing me, being inside me, shivering, making me moan. I knew you found your fun in that desperation, in my lust. I know, my darling. You pleased me so well, boy. You gifted me with great pleasure and some good orgasms, all with your obedience. Pump Pet was perhaps the most consciously active trigger phrase I used. I demanded you to put some focus and concentration in your movement, pumping your hips up and down into my waiting pussy, my mouth between my hands, my feet, anything I desired. But when I addressed you with spasm, Pet, made you forget all your focus, you could only feel how out of control your muscles were. They flexed and they relaxed as if they had their own mind. I like to combine that one with the orgasm trigger. Do you remember? Let you spasm a short time before I made you come for me. But also I could have restrained you. You could have never known. All that power you gave me made me, invited me to call you my fuck toy. Oh, my nipples are getting hard just thinking about it. I did love to call you that. I often had the impression that you enjoyed being objectified from me in this way. If I called you a fuck toy, you could be sure that I was enjoying your attention and obedience on a really deep level. No game. Just me wanting something from you. It seemed to me that you took this word as proof. It allowed you to submit even deeper, didn't it? Then I thought about a more generic trigger phrase. I could do so much to you, but to stop you while doing or feeling something, that one was not so easy. So I decided to adopt the trigger phrase, stop, Pet. That one worked with most of the other trigger phrases in tandem, didn't it? I gained so much more control over you with that one trigger phrase, yin and yang. And finally, my devious mind thought it would be fun to invite you to be unsure of what was going on. The trigger phrase, fog pet. Let you see and feel everything as if you were in a fog, one that embraced you, supported you, but kept a veil between you and what was happening. You could only be in the moment with me. You couldn't see what was going on, but your body and your mind reacted beautifully to me, didn't they? And the last one. That one is represented by these shiny spots. Forget Pet. This phrase opens a door to a new room. You don't remember, but you entered this room with me. You could see everything clearly while you were in the room. I could do anything with you. But as soon as I led you out and closed the door with forget, stop, Pet, the room was closed. You couldn't go back, but the feelings were there. You could feel the afterglow of an orgasm, of bliss, of desperation. Whatever lingered, that is all. That is all that you will be letting go. Are you ready? I will be quiet for the next couple minutes. Recall all the trigger phrases, all the other ones that others may have given you. Bring them into your consciousness as we just did with the ones I implanted. Focus on them. Very good. Now bring to mind all the triggers you may have forgotten. Forgotten because they were so deep in your body and mind that you couldn't remember them consciously. But you can now. Even if you can't recall them, you can feel them. They are there, and we can remove them. So call to mind all unknown trigger phrases that you react to, and we will remove them together, even if they have no name. Remember, all triggers are represented with tiny spots. If I gifted them to you, or others gifted them, you can still remove them so deeply from inside you, even if they are nameless. Boy, are you sure? Are you ready? You are standing at the edge, an edge that cannot be undone. You can still stop this audio. Sleep a night while thinking on it and come back tomorrow. This is your last opportunity to do that. Still here. Oh, as you wish. Now call the tiny spots from deep inside you. They are friendly. They are your companions. They were your companions for so long. Call them all to the center of your body. Give them time to gather. We don't want to miss a single shiny spot. Feel them gathering, compressing. Call all the spots. And now they are all together in the center of your body. Simply ask them politely to leave you, boy. See the first cleaning spot. Leave your body. Appear in the air around you. Notice how they look like stars now. I'll tell you a secret. They're stardust. They came from the stars, just as you and I did. And they will go back. Slowly the shining spots leave your body. Notice them. See them flowing out of you, more and more of them gathering in the air. Now give them any color you want them to have. One last time. Can you remember how they looked? How you saw them the first time? Feel how they are friendly. Perhaps they hesitate to leave you, but that is only because you're such a good boy. But they will leave. Even if they are reluctant, they are your friends, and if you ask them to leave, they will. You asked them, and so they emerge from your skin. Notice how the darkness fades away around you as it becomes filled with all of these shiny spots. See them dancing around you happily, building patterns for you to enjoy, showing off. Being exactly as you wish. You had such a good time, you and all your triggers. But soon it is time to say goodbye. For this beautiful moment, they're showing themselves to you. Acknowledge that you can have these beautiful spots back in the future. But for now, you are releasing them. They are leaving you. Perhaps you feel free in this moment without them. Feel it. The darkness is gone now, filled with light, tiny lights, in any color you can imagine. Some of them perhaps are pulsating, some of them are steady, some of them are dancing, some of them are simply floating. All the trigger phrases. Every trigger in your body and mind, mixed up in this display of millions of shiny spots in the air. The ones you learned for me and the ones you learned for others. Oh, you are free, baby boy. Free to do what you want. Now see the light, bright. More of them appear in the air. You can see how the spots are dancing around. Remember that every single spot has the full meaning of one of the triggers. Now drop deeper, baby boy. Drop deeper. We simply have to make sure that we can get the deepest triggers. Drop deeper, baby. Now look inside yourself. Are there any shiny spots left in here? Were there any so deeply implanted that they didn't hear your first call? But they are friendly too. Ask them to leave and they will leave. Do it now. Yeah. See how they loosen their grip on you and fly away to emerge to dance with the others. Gleaming spots in the air. So full of light. So shiny and fun. Building patterns. like the northern lights. They seem to want to wave goodbye to you. Wave back with your mind. Thank them. You've had a good time together. We both had a good time together with all these triggers. Thank you. I'll stay with you. I won't leave you. I will take care of you. Watch them. See how they slowly disappear. Notice how the space around us gets darker and darker. It's the same dark space that you have welcomed the shiny spots in before. This time, you simply let them go. Breathe, boy. Breathe for me. Every change is a challenge. A little sad, but it's a good sadness. Breathe, boy. All the shining spots are gone. And now you know how to release triggers from your body. It's a gift to you. Enjoy this moment some more. Your mind is a clean slate. A clean slate. All yours. You can rewrite it if you like, or keep it just the way it is. It's up to you. I'm so pleased that I could help you at this important moment. Let me hug you. Thank you for sharing your time with me. All the trigger phrases are gone. But you and me, we are still here. Would you like to learn them again? Don't answer. I want you to think about that, to be sure. But no, you are always welcome. Welcome to learn them again. Welcome to remove them again. I like giving you options, but you, boy, are the one who decides. And if you like, we could have more fun together without the triggers. That was a yes. I'm glad you're here with me. Often when you listen to my hypnotic audios, I liked to play with you for a bit, to tease you and to feel your submission, your obedience. But this time it is not appropriate. This was a meaningful moment just as it was. I don't want to muddy the water with arousal or lust. I think this is right. It feels right for me to release you, to always have a way for you to. So let us leave this place soon. It's dark here. It's a comfy darkness and you can feel safe, secure. There's no rush. Nothing bad will happen. I will take care of you. Let us leave now. Leave this space that was once filled with shiny spots and new beginnings. Let us leave now for a different kind of new beginning. A clean slate beginning. I will count you up the classical way. I'll count you up from 1 to 10. You'll wake up with every number a bit more, rising to the surface. At 10, you will be wide awake, out of trance. 1, feel how you slowly leave this dark space. 2, feel the heaviness leaving your limbs. 3, now try to move your fingers and your toes. 4, feel how tension comes back into your body. 5, try to blink. 6, yes, that is the world out there. 7, you are now free to move your limbs. 8, open your eyes completely, boy. 9, now stretch, like you are just waking up from a deep, restful sleep. 10, you are wide awake. Smile with me, baby boy. You did it. The trigger phrases are all gone now. We can always have a good time without them. And if you ever want to learn them again, I will be here to teach them to you one at a time. Have fun. I'm looking forward to spending more time with you. Thank you, baby boy, for all your trust, for your obedience, and the power you gave me. Thank you for trusting me to help you remove them. See you soon.